Thunder Bay. The driver who left the roadway and struck two pedestrians, killing one, before leaving the scene on foot, has pleaded guilty to one charge. Jonathan Papompi, 39, of Big Grassy First Nation, appeared in a Thunder Bay courtroom on Tuesday where he pleaded guilty to one count of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle causing death. The plea was entered for the purposes of ordering a pre-sentence report with a GLADU component. No facts were read into the record on Tuesday. The charge relates to an incident that occurred in the intercity area on the afternoon of July 3. Emergency crews responded to reports of a collision involving a single vehicle and pedestrians on Simpson Street near Northern Avenue at approximately 3:30 p.m. A man and a woman were found on the scene with serious injuries. The man, later identified as 42-year-old Aaron Carson Johnson, was transported to hospital but died of his injuries later that day. The woman, Johnson's partner, survived but sustained injuries that were described as life-altering. Following the collision, Papompi was observed sitting in the vehicle before exiting and leaving the scene on foot. The Thunder Bay Police Service released video surveillance footage of Papompi to the public in an effort to identify him. With numerous tips from the public, Papompi was identified as the driver and urged to turn himself in to police. Papompi did not turn himself in but was arrested on July 4, and charged with one count of dangerous driving causing death, one count of dangerous driving causing bodily harm, one count of failing to remain at the scene of an accident causing death, one count of failing to remain at the scene of an accident causing bodily harm, and one count of driving while prohibited. Following the arrest, investigators with the Thunder Bay Police Service said it did not appear the collision was intentional, but drug paraphernalia was found inside the vehicle and may have played a role. The matter will return to court in February when facts will be entered into the record and sentencing submissions heard.